Welcome to Get the Point, the podcast where we guess a picture that has been pointillized in Photoshop to varying degrees. I'm your host, KJ, and with me is...
Tom.
Nick.
And I'm Chris.
Audience, these are getting weirder and weirder. Today's picture is a screenshot from a video game you've probably played or know someone who's played. We'll also be playing samples of the game music as we go. For those on the audio-only feed, our co-hosts will describe what they see in great detail so you can play along from home. But if you are a more visual person, head on over to our YouTube channel, Talking Studios, where you'll be able to see for yourself the pointillized picture. Everyone ready for the first reveal?
Let's go.
Yes. Ooh.
I have a guess.
This has you all written all over. Describe this to the audience.
Oh, there's a really bright collection of purples and whites and blues and turquoise that are sort of in the top part of it. It almost looks like a skyscape. And then on the bottom half of it, there's a little bit of red, but predominantly green, a sort of evergreen with a little bit more darker greens mixed in. And then right below there, sort of bordering the bottom, it's almost completely black or a very dark green. But it really just looked like a sky. It looks like we're sitting at the top of a hill, looking out onto a very clear day. That's what I'm feeling. But the darkness on the bottom gives you a little foreboding. Yes, it's a clear day, but there might be a thunderstorm coming.
Oh. So do we have our backs to the forest, Tom?
I think we're on the hill. I think we are. Yes, I think we have our back to the forest and we're on the hill. Our feet are dangling over. And
that's bad news to have your back to the forest.
Yes, I know. That's why it's dark there. Something's coming.
Speaking of something coming, you guys want to hear the... Sorry, that came out all wrong. You guys want to hear the first sound bite?
I had
a
guess.
That was quite a long sound bite.
Yeah, I had a guess in general.
Can we hear that one more time? Helps
me sure, sure. Out.
I have a guess.
I have a guess from the colors.
Upon nothing. But that other people have guessed this and it has not been correct.
Well, Tom, I just want to let you know that last week was Legend of Zelda, so please don't guess Legend of Zelda again.
Okay.
Let's start with Tom's baseless guess.
All right. So apparently Double Dragon is something. Is that a game you guys have played? So
I'm going to guess. Good guess.
It really sounds like Double Dragon, honestly, for me. Yeah.
That sounds like a, yep. Good guess. Incorrect. Nick?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Ooh, another good guess, right? The HUD at the bottom? Incorrect. Chris, any Hail Marys?
I don't really have anything. It's the dark green at the bottom and the light sky at the top is really confusing me. So I'm gonna forego a guess here and wait till I see the next picture.
All right, moving on to our second reveal.
You know what I've noticed about a lot of these pointillized pictures these last couple of weeks is that the pixelated 8-bit or 16-bit graphics, they don't really show anything in this Photoshop pixelated nonsense either. It looks exactly the same.
Yeah, just more refined each time.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
There are a few green dots in the sky now.
And there's a little more red south of the green as well.
I think it has to do with it being 8-bit though, right? So when we're watching like or looking at a movie poster or something like that, there's a lot more color variation. Where here, they were working with a limited palette to begin with.
Oh, and we are pointillizing characters. A pixelized
yes
screen. So it's very, all we're doing is taking squares and turning them into circles.
You guys want the next soundbite?
Sure.
Yeah, let's do it.
I feel so defeated. These are longer and we still can't get
it. I have a guess.
You have a guess, Tom? All right. What do you got?
The original Street Fighter?
Incorrect.
I'll take a guess here. Wasn't there a game like, was there one game called Russian Commando? Am I making that up?
I think Russian Attack.
Russian attack. There we go. I'm gonna guess Russian attack.
Fun guess. Incorrect. Any Hail Marys, Nick?
Was that one that you played with the laser gun?
Russian attack. I never played it. I've only heard of it, actually.
There was one game I had that was a military game that was not Duck Hunt. Let's just put it that way.
Russian attack was like pseudo side scroller, pseudo platform. Like the game didn't force you to left or right, but you definitely could go up or down through levels and off of scaffolding and things, and you were just shooting bad guys.
I think that's the game I played, because you needed the one controller to move you left or right, and then you used the laser gun. If I'm thinking about, there could have been another one, but that was the game I had. Okay, so I really don't know, so I'm going to just say an obscure game that I know some people had, Master Blaster.
Ooh, Master Blaster. Another fun one.
That was a good game.
Incorrect. Moving on to our third reveal.
Okay.
I think I have it.
You guys want the third reveal clue?
Well, should we describe it a little bit more?
Yeah.
So we got the top of it is definitely a blue sky. There's some white clouds.
Tom's going to get it now. You're going to spoon feed it to Tom right now.
And
the bottom looks like a control panel within a plane or maybe a jet.
I was going to say that the bottom now definitely looks as if it's in the foreground closer to the person. And that there are some other green dots in the sky.
And there may be some guns.
I know what you're trying to spoon feed me, but I still don't know the name of it. Because I don't know what this is. I realize we're in a plane shooting down things.
Okay, so it's for the NES, and I'm gonna play the next sound bite, and maybe that'll help you, Tom.
Freaking no, man.
All right, let's keep going down the sound bites.
Okay,
yes,
do the next sound bite.
That was it, Tom.
Fine.
It's Top Gun the game?
You're not getting credit. You're not getting credit.
There's a game of Top Gun? All right.
It was really hard. It was a hard
game.
It's
really hard.
Really, really hard. Yes, Top Gun.
Should we hear that theme?
Oh, yes. Yeah, please do.
Thrilling.
Pretty good rendition of it, I thought.
Well, considering the original is made on a synthesizer, I'm pretty sure that it was a translation.
It is the 80s, you know. Everything was made on a synthesizer. It was a really hard game. You could not land that plane.
You could not land it.
Tom, you would win the level, but you would die landing the plane.
Yeah.
Or you would just die in the level.
Well, that doesn't sound like fun. Was this for Sega?
This was on the NES.
No, it was an NES game. Oh.
The original. Mm-hmm. Well, congrats to Chris and Nick for being able to identify this video game. Were you able to get it before our co-host? Let us know on social media at Talking Studios or in the comments below here on YouTube.
You can rate and review this show anywhere podcasts are available. For those viewing in YouTube land, if you haven't already, please like this video. Subscribe to the Talking Studios channel for all our exciting content, and follow us on Twitter at Talking Studios. Check out other shows by Talking Studios, including Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia, Limited Lexicon, where we play through text-based adventure games, and Keep Making Movies, where we explore micro-budget films. Got a question for us? Call the Talking Studios hotline at 201-467-8679 and leave a message. It may be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Get the Point wherever fine podcasts are found.
Wow, Talking Studios,